to you. Not me. So if you'll open your Bible to Matthew chapter 1.
If you don't mind, I would like to pause for another word of prayer. Heavenly Father,
say amen when you're there.
Stop.
All right.
Ask for your blessing.
I found this song that it's just absolutely perfect
for your rest today on
your
Sabbath.
For this sermon. So
I pray that you'll give.
We'll play that, and you follow along in your Bible. Make sure that they get everybody. The begats.
Thank you for the texts that you've given me today, and please help to be meaningful to all of us. In Jesus' name I pray, amen. So I have to confess, today is probably going to be a little bit of a sword drill, but something that I'd like to try. For me personally, it's a little bit hard to follow along in my Bible when someone else is reading their Bible, because usually the version is different, and it's hard to follow. So what I'd like to try is I'm going to give you guys a verse, and I'd like everyone to read it silently to themselves, and then I'll read it real fast. Or with the longer texts, maybe I'll just read it. But I think it'd be good for each of us to spend their own time reading the texts that I've found today. But first, you guys have heard this story many times, but I want to talk about the story of Noah. So Noah was a man of God. He walked with God. He walked with God in the midst of a generation that had nothing but evil on their thoughts continually. We find in Genesis that he was a descendant of the line of Seth. After the fall of Adam and Eve, we see that they had two sons. First was Abel, or Cain, I forget which one was first. Cain was first. Both had different professions, but Abel followed what God commanded and brought the correct sacrifice according to God's plan. But Cain selfishly brought his own sacrifice that God did not accept, and therefore Cain decided that he would murder his brother. After that, plagued with guilt, Cain moved away from Eden, and from that point on, we see two divisions throughout the whole Bible. We have God's followers, and we have the followers of Satan, the descendants of Cain. But Noah was a descendant of Adam and Eve's next son, Seth. Several years pass, and the earth became so evil that the Bible says God regretted.
We missed some of the words in there, and we've got a lot of connections between.
I don't know if that
iPad and the speaker
strikes you at all.
Didn't
but it's hard for me to imagine that the God who had the plan of redemption and everything figured out would put that in the Bible. That
Matthew,
was so evil.
Matthew is an interesting book
that he regretted creating.
It is written by
I don't think that's
Matthew.
Ultimately the case. But I think it's
and we know the story of Matthew as
speaks
Matthew
to the
was
time,
a tax collector in his early career.
He said that his spirit would not always strive with man.
Heard about what a
but
tax
Noah
collector
found
was
grace,
viewed as in the
and God warned
community.
Him of his plan.
And he was a traitor of the worst kind.
The
Everyone
he gave him
hated
specific instructions
Matthew.
How to build an ark.
And so we could suffice it to say that Matthew was an outcast, but Matthew saw himself
wanted more than just his household to be saved, and he commanded Noah
as part of the,
for 120 years,
despite the fact that the Jewish community
to offer a free invitation
for
anyone who would join Noah on his ark.
And so after Matthew was called by Jesus to follow him, his life changed. But I'll bet that the people's view of Matthew in general didn't change much at all. When Matthew walked down the road, probably for most of his life,
where is the promise?
He was Matthew the tax
flood.
Matthew, the follower of Jesus.
Eventually Noah was done, and
he
made one last call.
He probably was never in his life going to be
all the animals came into the ark. Noah and his family got into the ark,
houses.
And God shut that door.
That was his. That
at
was
first,
his,
people
that
were afraid, but over the course of the next 7 days, people again relaxed.
When Matthew wrote this
said, where
book,
is this promise of the flood?
He wanted to make sure that people recognized Jesus for what Matthew recognized Jesus as.
Clouds started to
was
form,
the fulfillment
and fountains started
of
to shoot out
of
the earth.
All of the hopes and
the
dreams
happened.
That
the
had been going on since
for
Adam
for 150 days, the Bible
everybody
says,
had hoped.
But it took close
throughout,
to a year
throughout history
for the flood
that
waters to finally
their,
leave
that
the
within
earth.
Their generation, perhaps even within their family,
after the flood was over,
the Messiah was going to show
up. Noah and his
up.
Family exits the ark. Noah built an altar, and God gives
and
him
for 4,000 years,
his covenant and mercy.
Give or take one or two.
We've all heard this story many
happened.
Times.
And when
since
Jesus arrived,
church and Sabbath school,
you'd think.
But we forget
would
how much this story
king,
impacts us
but they
today, right?
And when
now.
Matthew wrote his
everything
account
from the
after
mountains
the fact,
that we love
after Jesus had
to
gone
the weather
to heaven,
that we experienced,
the
to the river
that
that's right
next
to our
to
church,
know, and the thing that he wanted people to understand
to drive
is
here,
that Jesus
is kind of ironic.
Was king. Jesus was the Messiah
the
that they had been hoping for and
but
dreaming about.
The flood even impacts your
forever.
Life more than you think. We could all
Jesus
turn in our Bibles
king. And so
to
when
Matthew
he
24,
writes his book,
32,
writes his letter,
44.
He starts out in the way that every good Jewish person would start an account of a person's life, the biography of Jesus. He starts out with a genealogy.
24,
and
32,
and typically when the genealogies were written, they
I'll
were written in a way that would elevate you to be part of a heroic and good lineage. If you came from a bad lineage, you may not be as eager to have your genealogy, or you might even modify your genealogy and leave some people out and add some people in just to make sure that your genealogy was correct. People weren't always 100% honest in their genealogy.
32 to 44.
It's a little bit of a shock. And so when Matthew writes this, he starts out the way that every other biography would start, with a genealogy of Jesus, his family. Now, if Jesus' family, if they could all have been there at the same time, which they couldn't, but if they could have been, and they all went to Thanksgiving dinner together, it would have been a complicated affair. I don't know if you guys have ever had complicated Thanksgiving dinners. Sometimes you invite that uncle that doesn't get out much. I don't know.
But of that day and hour, no one knows, not even the angels of heaven, but my Father only. But as
Jesus
the days of Noah were,
some really
so also
folks
will
in
be
it.
The days of the coming of the Son of Man be.
I kind of made a little
for
list
for as in the
here,
days before the flood,
the
they were eating
that,
and drinking,
that,
marrying and giving in marriage until the day that Noah
invited,
entered the ark. And did not know until the flood came and took them all away.
Manasseh.
So also
will
the coming of the Son of Man
be. Manasseh was a real nice fellow.
Now, as Adventists,
he turned out okay.
We say, amen.
Honestly.
We can see the
but
evil in our
before
world
that,
going on right
he
now with
took
the lying,
prophet Isaiah and put him inside of a log and
robbery,
had him
sawed the selfishness.
Half. Just wanted to make
the
a
sin,
point that
the idolatry,
wasn't just
it's happening
him.
Everywhere. We must
let everybody know that this was going on.
But
you know, so
that view
that's
is
how
focusing
Isaiah
on the
met
negative.
His demise at the hands
I
of
think
Manasseh.
We forget that
the good news about Manasseh is as
Noah
he got older, he did
also
repent.
Applies to us.
And he chose
Noah's
to come back to God. That's a great part of that story.
Is also a symbol for God's people.
You've got the family members in his lineage
from
that
Noah's
were guilty of adultery.
Flood story that I want to expound on.
That was a bunch of them.
And today I'm going to talk about the first step of those. I meant to
highlighted
talk
Solomon,
about all of them.
There,
as
I mean, he
worked
had
on it,
more mistresses than he had wives.
And growing and growing. And then I just decided that I should probably just turn this into
a
couple
a lot.
Sermon series. And
there's
figured
the
that
liars.
Way Joel and Steve
I,
can't
Abraham,
get on to me about signing the guest book.
Is known for that. It was people that were so weak, they couldn't. They had no, the spineless guy.
So the first step,
Zechaniah, couldn't just
is
couldn't
building
deal
an ark.
With
the second
sort of
step is delivering God's
under
message.
Anybody, so anybody that
third
came
step
up with an idea,
is getting into the
that.
Ark. Fourth step is riding the storm, and
the
fifth step the
list could go on,
is entering God's
on,
rest.
And on.
But today I want to talk about the first
in
step.
In the genealogy
building
of Jesus,
an ark.
We have
So I'd like to turn to the book of Jude with you guys.
You know, Hezekiah, Josiah, Jehoshaphat, Uzziah.
What is building
Isaac, Jacob
mean for us today?
But even the good guys, the Bible has been
the ark for Noah, very good mechanism to highlight their flaws and for the animals. But what does that mean for us today?
And this was the list.
So we're going to read.
This was the genealogy laid out for Jesus, the King, the Messiah, God. This is where he comes from.
From verse 14 to verse 25. I'll let you guys start.
This morning I want to look at four individuals within the story that come across as very unique. Because in a Jewish genealogy, there's one group of people that will never show up. Women. In fact, Jewish men would, part of one of their prayers would be actually to thank God I'm not a woman. They would say it out loud. And they meant it. Thank God I'm not a woman. You know, you've been so good to me. You blessed me with being a male. And so when you have a genealogy, in most situations, they list the men. Which is kind of ironic, because your Jewishness actually comes through your mom. So your Jewish heritage would come through your mom, but they'd only list the men in the story. It gets confusing. But here, in the genealogy of Jesus, we have five women. And I want to highlight them a little bit, because I think they catch something that Matthew wanted us to understand. The first woman comes to us clear back in the story of Judah, one of the sons of Jacob.
Look up when you're done.
Judah married a Canaanite woman. Her name was Shua.
Now Enoch, the seventh from Adam, prophesied about
these men
also,
saying, "Behold, the Lord
comes with 10,000
of his saints
to execute
judgment on
all, to
convict ungodly among them."
And
they had children. First one, I think, was Ur, not Ur,
to judgment on all.
Next one was
ungodly among them.
The third one was
all their ungodly deeds, which they have committed in an ungodly way, and all the harsh things which ungodly sinners have spoken against
him. The oldest boy married a Canaanite woman. Her name was Tamar.
Complainers,
and as the Bible puts
to their own lusts,
he did evil. We don't know what evil was, what happened here, but he did evil in the sight of God, and he died.
Leaving
Tamar,
a widow. The apostles, our Lord Jesus Christ.
And they
how they
didn't
told
produce
you that
children.
There would be mockers in the last
and
time who
the
would
way,
walk according to their own ungodly lusts.
The way it was
these
supposed to work then because
divisions,
the,
not having the Spirit. But you, beloved,
the
building
heritage
yourselves
of
on your
the
most
man
holy
was
faith,
supposed to go on,
praying
and the
in the
woman
Holy Spirit,
needed to have
keep
children.
Keep yourselves in the love of God.
And so in order to do
looking
that,
for the mercy of our
there
Lord
was
Jesus
a
Christ
pattern laid out.
Life.
We see it in Leviticus. It was written
and
down later, but this was pre-Leviticus. So this was custom,
others,
tradition,
fear,
God's,
them
we don't know where
fire,
it came from exactly.
Even the garment defiled
but
by the
it's
flesh.
The same thing we find in Leviticus.
Now to him who is able to keep you from stumbling
to
and to present
redeemed,
you faultless.
And she is redeemed
before
through
the
childbirth,
presence of his glory
and that
exceeding joy.
Child
to God our Savior who alone is wise.
Comes through the family.
Be glory
so
and majesty.
Judah had a responsibility.
Power, both now and forever.
To
amen.
Have Tamar
did
marry.
Did you guys catch what's the saving mechanism?
The brother
that Jude
of
describes
Ur.
Here.
His name was Onan. And Judah
but
did
you,
that.
Beloved, building
but
yourselves
Onan
up
refused
on your most
to,
holy faith.
Produce a child with
praying in the Holy Spirit.
With Tamar.
Keep yourselves.
And
in
ultimately
the love of God.
Onan dies too.
So the first one the
Bible
I want
says
to
God saw what he did was evil. And Tamar is now twice widowed. And
in Noah's day there were lots of scoffers.
Feeling pretty
as well.
Bad about all of this,
people
I
said,
can imagine.
That God would never destroy the earth.
And
how
that
could
left
he destroy
the third
his perfect
son.
Creation?
And Judah
but Noah
made
had
a promise when
that
he's
what God
older, when he gets to marrying age,
and trustworthy.
He will be your husband. He will produce an heir for your first husband.
Eventually work out because he would also have faith in the coming of his son.
And
so let's turn to Hebrews 11.
Stuck her in a tent.
1-7.
Left her, you know, she lived there in the camp, but he kind of forgot about her. Well, he didn't forget. He chose to ignore.
Hebrews 11, 1-7.
And when the child starts with an SH, if you look it up.
Look up when you're done.
Genesis 38. There we go. Anyway, SH child. He gets to the marrying age. Judah doesn't do anything about it. And here's where the story gets a little bit PG. Okay. We'll try to keep it on that level here. But Tamar gets a little frustrated with what's going on here. She recognizes that Judah's not going to keep his word here. Judah's scared that it's actually Tamar's fault that his two boys have died. And so he's not going to follow through. Tamar takes off her mourning clothes, gets dressed up, veil, the whole works, goes out and sits by the road. This is after Shua has died. And Judah goes off to visit his friend. And while he's there, he sees this woman along the side of the road dressed up as a prostitute and decides
to hire her. It says, now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things
but he doesn't have any money.
Not seeing.
Okay. So he makes a promise.
Noah had to prepare an ark out of faith.
I'll send you apparently
that God was bringing a judgment.
Christ was a goat
of rain and water.
I'll send you a young goat, but he didn't carry a young goat with him, and so he left
his
credit card.
Noah had to have faith that the directions God was giving him for
his saving. He left his staff and his ring that said who he was, and that he would make good on the responsibility.
To have faith
and he did.
What has Jesus told us? To have faith
Tamar
in.
Went home.
Let's go to John.
Changed into 3, back into her mourning clothes.
14,
so now she's
18.
Tamar again, not the prostitute. And Judah sends the young goat, but finds that no one has ever heard of a prostitute who works on the road out there, and she's not there. And they're stuck carrying this goat. Have no idea what to do with it. Okay. They take it
and
home.
As Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, even so
Judah's a little bit concerned because he's
be
missing a couple
up,
of things.
That whoever
What's
believes in him should not
his
perish,
ring
but
and his
have
staff.
Eternal life.
These are like symbols.
For God
of who
so loved
is,
the world that he gave his
too
only
much
begotten
about it,
son.
That's a little embarrassing.
That whoever believes in him should not perish.
And 3 months
but
later,
have
about
everlasting
the time the baby
life.
Starts to show
for God did not
good,
send his son into the world
Tamar
to condemn the world,
is
but that
showing.
The world through him
and Judah's upset.
He who believes in him
how dare
is not
she
condemned,
go out and commit
but he who does
adultery.
Not believe
Isn't
is condemned
great?
Already because he has not believed
two-faced.
In the name of the only begotten
and
Son of God.
And he's ready to have her killed. But Tamar is wise.
Turn the page.
Okay.
John 5, 24
so
to 29.
Let me send you the symbols of the who this was so you can know who to blame the
two
other
pages.
Guy too. And up shows the
Most assuredly, I say to you, he who hears my word and believes in him who sent me has everlasting life.
Because everyone in the group knew they were his, you know,
passed
what his ring
from
looked
death
like and his staff
into
is,
life.
Like, wow, Judah.
Most assuredly, I say to you, the hour is coming
and
now
Judah makes
is
a statement,
when the dead will hear the voice of the Son
I,
of God and those who hear
I was responsible
will live.
For
as for
her,
the Father has life in himself,
and I failed.
So he has granted the Son to have life in himself. And has given him authority to execute judgment also.
That's Tamar.
Because he is the Son
out
of Man.
Out of this relationship
do not
comes
marvel
twins.
At this, for the hour is coming in
Perez
which all who are in the graves
the
will hear his voice.
Then goes
and come
on
forth.
Through
those who
Perez.
Have done good to the resurrection
now,
of life. And those
don't
who
you
have
think
done
God
evil
could have found
to the resurrection
a more
of condemnation.
Righteous story to put in there than that to build his
so we see two statements
genealogy? I think
here,
he could have.
But whoever believes on Jesus
I tell you, I struggled a little bit. How do I tell this story in front of church? There's kids going to be here.
For the saving of their souls.
There's adults going to
be
here.
That's not enough.
And that's,
you think those two texts would be enough?
That's Tamar.
To convince us.
A Canaanite woman.
Apparently John doesn't think that.
Outsider.
Because, turn the page again to John 7, 37 to 39.
She wasn't part of the in-group, the in-crowd. out of her desperation of Judah's failure, she felt forced to make a really compromising decision.
On the last day, that great day of the feast, Jesus stood and cried out, saying, "If anyone thirsts,
I struggled
let him
with this
come
one a little
to
bit
me and drink.
This week, or
he who believes in me, as the scripture has said, out of his heart will flow rivers
quite often
of living
about
water."
This lady, her name's Rahab, and I know the story of Rahab, but I have to tell you, I'm struggling with this one a little bit.
Not yet given
there's a kind
Jesus
of, I'll tell you, honestly, there's a question mark here. Because I know who Rahab is.
Let's turn to John 11,
but the years don't add up. Honestly, so the story of Rahab, as you know, she was the Canaanite woman who helped the spies to escape, and she's most noted.
Martha said to him,
"For two
I know
things, one,
he will
she
rise
told a bald-faced lie,
and the resurrection at the last
they
day."
They went that way.
Jesus said to her, "I am the resurrection and the life. He who believes in me, though
and that
he may
she
die,
made a proclamation
he shall
that the
live.
God of Israel was going to
and
be
and whoever
her God.
Lives and believes in me shall never die. Do you believe this?"
She was a prostitute.
She said to him, "Yes, Lord, I believe that you are the Christ, the Son of God, who is to come."
That's why
world.
When the men went in and hid in her house, no one really thought much about it. It was not
John
an uncommon situation.
Makes one
situation.
More statement that I found.
So she comes,
John 20,
the Rahab that we know,
and, 30
and I think
31.
That the Rahab that the writer, that Matthew, wanted us to connect with doesn't come to us with a great genealogy of her own. Again, she's an outsider. She doesn't belong in the group. She's not Jewish. She comes with this kind of a miserable backstory, and yet she makes the statement
and truly Jesus
that
did many other signs in the presence of his disciples, which are not written
God's
in this book.
People.
But these are written that you may
tradition
believe
has it, she went on
that Jesus
to marry,
is the Christ, the Son of God, and that believing
Joshua,
you may have life in
we don't
his
know
name.
That for sure.
Friends, what does John want us
and,
to believe in?
And that's
and what is Jesus
and we get,
going to do for us?
Further
exactly.
on the story. So here in
we
my Bible it says that she was married
a faith
to
in Jesus Christ.
Solomon.
That he's going to save us.
And
right, back
I,
to
I really struggle with it because the only Rahab that shows up in my Bible, and I,
holy
like
faith.
I said, the one that I think is being referred
the next
to here,
one
this Rahab, the, her name is in there to remind
the
us
what does
of
that
another
mean?
Rahab.
Let's turn to
because between
Genesis 6
the
3 to 5.
The Exodus and David, we've got quite a few years. The book of Jacob, not the book of Jacob, the book of Judges happens in this time. And I know there's 40 and 50 year periods where the judges are back and forth. Rahab would have had to have been living a very long time if it's the same one. But whether it is or not,
I'll let you guys read it.
The writer wanted us to.
The Lord said,
"My
spirit shall not strive with man forever.
With her.
For he is indeed flesh, yet his days shall be 120
years." Into the story something really, really important.
God's spirit would not always strive with man. Clearly, to me, that shows that sin causes us to lose.
This one's an easier story.
God's spirit.
Soon after Rahab,
we
get to Ruth. Another female.
Let's go to 2 Peter.
Ruth's backstory
3,
is
1 to
easier to tell, but no less tragic. Ruth married a young man, a Jewish young man. She was a Moabitess. And Moabites were not welcome in the community of
I'll
Israel.
I'll read this one to you guys.
And
you love
so
it.
She
now
kind
of
comes with
you
a,
the second
with
epistle
a negative
in both
there,
of which I
but she's a great woman.
By way of reminder,
we
you may be
tell her story,
words,
and we recognize that there
the
is
prophets,
some real strength
the commandment
in Ruth.
Of us, the apostles.
But when Ruth got
of the Lord
to Bethlehem,
Savior, knowing this verse
with
that
Naomi,
scoffers will come in the last
we,
days,
we kind of get the idea that
according to
everyone
their own lusts,
liked Ruth
and saying, Where
Boaz,
is the promise
like Ruth,
of his
Boaz
coming?
Recognized that
Similar
she
to,
had
where
done
is the
great
promise
things.
Of the flood?
But we
For
also
since the fathers fell asleep,
need to remember that there was another person in the story
creation.
Who actually was
this,
had a responsibility to marry Ruth before Boaz,
that
and he
word
turned
of God,
it down.
The heavens were of old, and the earth standing out of water. And in the water by which the world
based on
then
the fact
existed,
that Ruth
perished,
is a Moabitess,
flooded with water.
I would be willing to bet that she was not
the
most popular girl in town.
Which are now preserved by the same word are reserved by fire
she was an outsider.
Until the day of judgment.
Yeah, they recognized that she had done good
men.
Things for Naomi.
But beloved,
but
do not forget this one thing, that with the Lord one day is as a thousand years, and a thousand years is one day. The Lord is not slack concerning his promise, as some count slackness,
and then we get
but is long-suffering towards us, not willing that any should perish,
don't
but that
it,
all
the,
should come
the Bible
to
doesn't
repentance.
Even say her name.
But the day of the Lord will come
like
as a thief in the night, in which the heavens will pass away
Salmon
with one
begot
great
Boaz
noise, and the elements
Rahab,
will melt
Boaz
with fervent
begot
heat.
Obed by
Both
Ruth,
the earth
Obed
and the works that are in
Jesse,
it will be burned up.
David
Therefore,
the king
since all these things will be dissolved,
Solomon
what manner of persons
her,
ought you
was,
to be in holy conduct
Uriah.
And godliness, looking for and hastening
so
the coming of the
else
day
gets a name.
Of God?
Because, this lady
of, which,
doesn't get a
because
name.
Of which the heavens will be dissolved,
she gets a status.
Being on fire, and the elements will melt.
Her
with
who had
heat.
Been the right
Nevertheless,
wife
we, according
of
to
Uriah.
His promise,
the story
look for
of Bathsheba,
new heavens
we'll give
and
her
a
her
new
name,
earth, in which righteousness
is
dwells.
Tragic.
Therefore, beloved, looking forward to these
Tragic.
Things, be diligent
David,
to be found by
who
him
should
in
have
peace,
been way above
without spot
doing any of the things that he did in this story,
consider
chooses
the long suffering of our Lord
to make
is
a
salvation.
Series of very poor decisions. Sometimes Bathsheba
so God
gets blamed within this story, and I guess we
justice.
Need to make sure
He's
we set the record straight that Bathsheba,
said,
and we talked about this in Sabbath school today
someday,
about kings and royalty,
the earth
you don't
that we
say
know
no
and replace it with one that's
very
better.
Easily to the king.
But as some scoff and
say,
well,
where
is
do
the
this,
promise
you
of
do
his
this.
Coming?
So do that, you do that.
He wants
and
us.
And here was
he is delaying and long
the wife of one of David's close associates, bathing on the roof.
3,
people say, well, she's bathing
18,
on the roof.
21.
Well, that was the only place to bathe. And David then sees this, takes her... takes an extra look, decides that she looks amazing, and sends, as the story goes, and it's important to recognize this, sends messengers to get her. Not to invite her. They didn't
but
meet at a party.
He
sent
God
messengers
by
to her
the mouth
house
of
to get
all
her.
His prophets
and here comes
that Christ
Bathsheba,
would suffer,
and
he is thus fulfilled.
Essentially,
repent, therefore, and be
well,
converted,
she didn't have any choice.
That your sins may be blotted out.
And then
so
she gets
that
pregnant.
Times of refreshing may
and,
come from the
and
presence.
And I bet when she sent
the
message to the king, there was a bit of a panic there.
Jesus Christ, who has preached to you before.
Oh, no.
So, friends,
and
how do we receive the
dies.
Holy Spirit?
I don't know whether she ever knew, at least not at the time, that David had
yeah.
murdered her husband.
But what does it say here?
But her husband dies in battle.
Repent and be converted.
She
that
is
your sins
a woman who
may
is,
be blotted
has
out.
Gone through at this
we
point
saw that
the story
God wants us to repent.
Lot.
He delays his judgment so we have
of
time
suffering.
To be repented. Here God says,
not
repent
her for making.
Again.
It continues.
Let's
her
go to
firstborn child
Titus 3,
with David dies.
3-8.
So now she has that to add to her suffering. She loved that baby. Any woman loves their baby, and that child died. Add on
just
to the
in front
suffering
of the book of Hebrews.
That happens out of this. Bathsheba's story is tragic. David then takes Bathsheba, marries her, makes her his wife. It's not like she had a choice in that either. And if the story ended there, it would the story would just be this tragic, awful story in the Bible. But it doesn't, and I'm grateful for that. As we go on in Bathsheba's life, she was honored by her son, Solomon. It's very likely that Proverbs 31, that great chapter in the Bible that highlights what a perfect woman looks like was probably written about his mother. Was probably written about Bathsheba. And I don't think he was laying
out a pattern
for all perfect women
disobedient,
everywhere.
Deceived, serving various lusts and pleasures, living in malice and envy, hateful and hating one another.
Bathsheba.
But when the kindness and the love of God our Savior toward man
when
appeared,
she came to
not
advise
by works
Solomon,
of righteousness, which
he,
we
she
have
didn't
done,
have to stand in front of him and have a conversation, as happened most of the time.
Through the washing
she got a seat next
of regeneration and renewing of the Holy Spirit. Whom he poured out on us abundantly through Jesus Christ, our Savior.
And then in
that
the
having
end,
been justified by
she's
his
in this
grace,
list. God said,
we should become
Bathsheba
heirs
is
according
so
to the
important
hope
to me, and her
of eternal
story
life.
Is
this
so
is a faithful saying.
To me, and who she is so important to me. I'm
so
going to make sure she's in that list.
Been sinful.
She didn't have
we,
to be. They skipped most of the women in the
God
list.
God to work in our lives, and we
just
repent
a few
of our
show
sins.
Up.
It says that
one of them.
We are washed. We are regenerated. We're renewed. It's as if
and then we get
God
down
is rewiring
to,
our brains.
The
with
last
his spirit.
One, jump a few
therefore,
generations ahead.
Our thoughts become his thoughts.
And we get to
our ways become
verse
his
16.
Ways.
It reads in Jacob,
it's clear
begot Joseph,
that Noah's day,
the husband of Mary.
People had completely lost
which
any
no,
trace
what's
of his
missing
spirit
here?
Except Noah and his family.
Joseph
and
didn't begot anybody
members
here.
Of Seth's family.
Joseph, the husband of Mary,
Noah.
Of whom was born Jesus,
but in our days,
who was called Christ.
Are similar. God
and
offers
reminded,
to rewatch
Joseph had no
us
part in this.
To rewrite our thoughts.
And Mary
and
was going
him.
To be reminded a lot of her life that Joseph had no part in this.
Keep his commandments.
People's history don't get forgotten very quickly then or today.
And that leads us to the next part. We need to be able to
we
hear
remember
God's Spirit speaking
far
in
too
our
well.
Lives. And to the next,
and Mary's story,
next item from Jude
that she
was
visited
keep
yourselves by an angel
and the love
to,
of God.
For lots of people,
what does that
sounded
mean?
Like she was just a really bad liar. Couldn't you come up with a better story? Visited by an
let's
angel, but Mary knew it
John
was true. She stuck with it her whole life.
5:1-5.
And you can guarantee that the neighbors whispered and talked. And Joseph is counted as righteous because he believed the angel. When the angel came to him and says, "This is really what happened, Joseph. You can be sure of it." Joseph says, "Okay. I'm going to marry this woman, and we're going to make a family together." And he knew the neighbors were whispering. Who's the father? Who's the father?
Thank
you, Doug. What's Joseph hiding?
1 John 5:1-5.
Mary.
And also 10-13. Whoever believes that Jesus is the Christ
started out as
a
young woman.
And everyone who loves
in
him,
a, in a
who,
world that,
begot, who begot, also loves him
really
who is begotten of him. By this we know that
really
we love the children of God. When we love God,
as I look
and
at this story and I look at the begats
for this
begats
is the
here,
love of God
I
that we
see
keep his
not just a list of boring names,
are not
but I see a list of people. And as
for
I look in my Bible and
God
I see who's
the
in
world,
that list,
and this is the victory
it gives
that
me
has
a lot of
world,
courage.
Our faith. Who is he who overcomes the world?
Not that there's people that are worse than me on the list.
Is the Son of God.
But there's people a lot like me.
We know that whoever is born of God does not sin.
That God chose to
include
in
keeps himself,
the genealogy
and the
of
wicked
Jesus.
One
God
does not
was in control
him.
All along.
We know that we are
God
of God
could have made sure
and the whole world lies
good
under
people.
The sway
you know what?
Of the wicked
we only
one.
Want Noah's.
And we know that the Son of God has come. And has given us an understanding that
Joseph's
we may know
in this
him
story.
Who is true.
And
we
Daniel,
are in him
Daniel,
who is
he's
true.
Good. We'll include him
son,
in the story,
Christ.
Too.
This
these guys, you
is
know,
the
there's
true
good
God
stuff said about
and
them
eternal
in,
life.
In the Bible. You notice who's not in the list.
So whoever
Joseph,
is born of God
Daniel
overcomes
and Noah
this world.
Aren't there.
And the love of God
not that they didn't,
is keeping
couldn't be.
His commandments.
But there was something that God
says
wanted
that those who
us
are born again
today to know and understand
the world.
From a list of folks.
Noah had to keep God's commandments
Jesus's
explicitly.
Tree.
No human could have ever devised the design for the ark that God gave Noah.
God works through us.
I've read recently in the past year, I was reading a book that
list
was talking about the design of ships.
Flat out.
And
you look in the Old Testament, go through the list of kings.
The way you design
in there,
a boat,
most
has
of
to
them
be
are bad.
Very precise.
And they did the only thing that's ever said about
the
them, they did evil in the sight of the Lord, and they
over.
Died and were buried.
But the boat.
That's it.
The
they
exact
go on to the next king.
That God gave
because there's nothing else
perfect.
To say about them.
People.
And yet, some of
actually,
these folks are in the
this
list.
This book was theorizing
here.
That people learned from the ark and how to build ships for the future, that people would come to the ark. And take
and I don't know about you,
study
but I know for me
so that, they could go and build
that
their own
my life doesn't exemplify,
understand
unfortunately,
the,
maybe that of Daniel,
involved yet.
Where nothing
but
bad can be said of him.
Noah had to follow those exact
I'm sure
directions.
I know, I believe the
God's
Bible says
commands,
that, you know, all have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. Daniel sinned. Daniel needed
when I was
a Savior.
In college,
but the Bible doesn't list any of his sins.
At the Wawa University
but it lists a lot of
school.
Others.
I
Abraham.
Was a lineman,
which
character meant that I got to get up
Bible.
Early and pull all the airplanes out of the hangar,
failure,
fill them up
after
so
failure,
that the students
after
had the luxury
failure.
Of coming
in,
out in the
in
tarmac
life.
And unlocking
we're still
the plane and getting in and going
with
flying,
the conflict
which I got
of,
to do some too, so I'm
Israel
not but
and the Arabs.
One particular morning, I was moving the airplanes
of
in
Abraham's
the hangar around. And these
and Sarah's
we have to jam
failure.
All the airplanes in. We fit like
so
10
God works
airplanes
through
in a hangar
imperfection. God says, you know what, I don't need you to be perfect.
So they're
to
they're
use
very close,
you to have you be part of my kingdom
of each other,
to help
have
to
do
have
it
you
in a specific
bring
way.
People into
and
a saving
I was moving one airplane and I thought
we
I'm
read
just
this
going
morning
to
the promise that God made to Abraham
back,
and
out.
It ends
but
with through your seed all the
so
nations of the
that,
world will be blessed.
I went over and was pushing it
and
out
he's talking
and
about
I had this
Jesus,
stop.
Not Abraham.
You need to check behind the airplane.
Okay.
And I said,
but Jesus comes through that lineage,
there.
That
so
long
push.
Time
I
coming, not 4,000
so
years
harder.
From Abraham, but a long process of getting
crunch.
To Jesus and a whole
I
bunch of different people.
One of these airplanes into a big box and damaged.
Who were imperfect.
Part of the tail of the airplane.
Sometimes on purpose, sometimes just because of who they were, sometimes
that I had to
lots of reasons they were imperfect, but they were
damaged
imperfect.
This airplane, and luckily he wasn't very mad at me.
The other thing I see
I
in this story is God works
it.
Through weakness.
But that night, I was eating
Tamar
dinner at the cafeteria at Walla Walla.
Was disenfranchised.
A man
she had nothing.
Who was part of the Walla Walla penitentiary.
She was twice widowed. She was stuck
in
a tent
Walla
on the camp, and day after day after day after year
and
went by where she got food to eat.
They're eating with him about what he did
and that's about
at
all.
The penitentiary. And I afterwards, I felt impressed that I should ask him.
And Tamar,
how I
in her story, we shake our head just a little bit, but she
told me,
decided, I've got to do something about this. And she
and
did.
During his prayer,
and Judah
said,
recognizes that she
God,
needed to do something about that.
If you want Brendan to be involved in this ministry, make
and Tamar,
it plain to him.
Is in our list as
and
representing
obviously
the people
I could have some reservations about going to a prison
who are
and doing prison
disenfranchised.
Ministry.
We
but
aren't
in that one
part
statement,
of
God
the crowd.
Flashed
we don't
that,
have
that previous morning when
good
I
options.
Hadn't listened to him.
We have Bathsheba
trying to save me from damaging that
an abused woman.
And it's the same with us.
Wasn't given options.
We need to be able to hear God's
wasn't
commands
given
and act on them. Explicitly.
And had to deal with the with
let's
the ramifications
go to Revelation
and the struggle that
14,
came out of that. And God says, I can bless you through that. I can take the ugly, and it's still ugly, but I can make it good. I can bring good out of that.
I'll let you guys read it.
Rahab, an outsider.
Look,
Ruth,
and behold, a lamb standing on Mount Zion.
You don't have to be part of the in group.
144,000, having his
to
father's
be part of
name
my
written
group,
on their forehead.
God says, I want
I heard a voice from
you.
Heaven, like the voice of many waters, and like the voice of loud thunder. And I heard the sound of the harpist
and Mary,
playing the harps. They sang, as it were, a new song before the throne, before the four living creatures and the elders. And no one could learn that song except the 144,000
who were redeemed from the earth.
These are the ones who were not defiled with women, for they are virgins. These are the ones who follow the Lamb wherever he goes. These were redeemed from among men, being the first fruits to God and to the Lamb. And in their mouth is found no deceit. For they are without fault
she's got
before
the, right heart.
The throne of God.
Okay. And she's got the right circumstances. 12, because God wanted to make it very, very clear
here are those
that it wasn't
the
circumstances of Jesus' life that were going to make him successful. It was, in fact,
so friends, in order for us to be able to follow the Lamb wherever he goes, we have to...
He didn't have that.
We have to have
lovely,
faith,
you know,
in
clean,
Jesus' promises for us to give us eternal life.
You know, his mom was under suspicion his whole life.
So we can
you know that his friends
Holy
came
Spirit
went
so
home and
hear
talked
his
to
voice speaking to
talked
us,
to parents at home
so
and
we
they
can
went
follow
hey, you shouldn't
what
hang
he's
out
commanding
with
us
Jesus
to do.
Character. You know what his mom did?
The Bible says when we do those things,
Jesus lived with that.
We will have an abundant entrance. Okay.
We know he lived with that because it's referenced even later
grace.
On where the Pharisees go, you know who his mom is?
Judgments. So that's
so
our
the story
arc
was around.
That we need to start building today.
Jesus started out
and
in
the future,
with
I'll
the
be
most
able to
dings against him.
Talk about the next parts of the life of
that
Noah
God,
that I think also
God felt necessary to point out that it's not about
so
his beginning. It's not about his lineage or his parentage.
Heavenly
it
Father,
is about who he is. And God can then take all of that lineage in Jesus
light,
and bring
our,
it into the
resurrection.
Family
God.
God,
we
the
know
whole
that
mess
we don't deserve this.
Was welcome.
But we have faith in you that you
Thanksgiving
are
dinner
again to save
with the
us.
Family of Jesus. Everyone is welcome.
We ask that you will clean
and
us
as
from
I,
sin
as I looked
and wash
at the story and the begats there, I was reminded that
we won't be distracted
get to be
by
included
the
in the list
of our life, even
of
we
invitees.
Know that we need to live. We ask that,
and I don't deserve it any more than the bunch of the people
for
in
you
here
to
do.
Hear your words.
And yet God says it doesn't matter.
And we also
what
pray
you've
that
done.
We can hear your commands.
Doesn't matter
to us. It's
who
easy
you
for
are,
us to think,
where you come from.
Oh, God says thou shalt
whether
not
you're
do
anonymous.
This, and God
I mean,
says thou shalt not
I,
do that.
I talk
but
about
God,
Rahab here, and we told her story
even
as the Rahab we know, but very likely the Rahab
that.
That's listed,
it's a help to us
we know nothing about.
To hear your word speaking to us. You know what's best
she's anonymous.
For us. And
invisible.
Like Noah did, we want to start
just a name,
building,
referencing someone else.
Our saving mechanism.
I feel anonymous
through
sometimes.
Your grace, so
I
that
feel
we can
invisible.
Be ready for your coming. In Jesus' name I pray, amen.
Maybe you do too. Maybe you feel like I really don't matter. Okay? I'm it just doesn't it's irrelevant what I do because I'm a nobody. And God said, "You know what? You are somebody. You're in the list. You're in the list." Jesus came, a stated reason Jesus came was to introduce us to the Father. So that he wanted us to know, and Philip says, well, you know, that's great. Go ahead and show us the Father. And you remember Jesus kind of looked at Philip in that conversation and says, have I been with you all these years and you still don't know the Father? It's me. You see me, you see the Father. We're the same. Yeah, you think God is that God of all power out there that is wanting to make sure that you behave and that Jesus is this loving, come on in. Jesus says, no, that loving come on in, that's both of us. That's both of us. And it doesn't matter who you are or what you've done, what your parentage is, you are welcome. Amen. Let's pray. Father in heaven, the gospel from Matthew chapter 1 begats or no, not necessarily a fun list to read. And yet, as we look at the list and look at the people included in that, when I looked at the list, my mouth kind of fell open. Who are these people? And this morning, I am reminded that I get to be in the list. That I get to, I'm also invited. And I look forward to the day, and we each look forward to the day when we get to sit down at a table together. And there's going to be a bunch of people on this list that are going to be there. Maybe there will be some that aren't. And that will be sad. But we get to be part of your family, and we've been invited to a meal. We've been invited to a Thanksgiving dinner with you. We want to be there. We look forward to it. We look forward to it coming soon. In Jesus' name, amen.